Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Amazon CEO says the use of artificial intelligence is going to reduce the company's workforce. Matt, what kind of jobs is the CEO talking about? Because this is the kind of thing that everybody's been worried about.
So it's not clear. Andy Jassy didn't name any jobs or job categories that might be in danger. But I think the message from AI skeptics has been that, hey, listen, this is something that's going to hit the workforce. It's going to hit it pretty hard. And it's going to hit it in kind of categories of white collar work that might previously have been expected to weather automation storms pretty well.
Did he give any indication of how many?
He did not. And he said it's hard to know how it's going to land in the long term, but that, over the next few years, at least, they expect their corporate headcount's going to go down.
I was looking at some of his comments, or at least the memo, and he's talking about how Alexa is like sort of the next gen, can do more stuff. AI shopping assistant can do more stuff. And that's the kind of thing they're pouring AI into.
That's right. And another thing they raise that gets a lot less press is just how much they're using internally, right? Amazon has been an automation machine for almost its whole existence. They really believe that once someone has figured out how to do something, they should figure out a way to automate it, whether that's using software or robotics in the case of their warehouses. This has long been a priority for them, and I think they see a lot of opportunity in these AI tools that can kind of, move along papers and do sort of human-style office work.
If I'm a tech worker, do I dust off my resume, or am I going to run into this same type of thing everywhere I look?
I think you're probably going to run into a version of it everywhere, depending on the job category. There's so many different roles at Amazon and in the tech industry, it's hard to generalize. But I think the message that Amazon CEO would hope that his workers take away is, listen, you got to learn or you're going to get left behind. Embrace some version of this stuff because it's not going away. And I think that's a message you'll hear from a lot of CEOs in corporate America right now.
That's what I was thinking. It's just lean in and embrace it. Learn how to work with it, and you are then valuable. I'm wondering, is Amazon or other tech companies going to give these workers the training they need, or are they just going to look for the next generation of, college grads that already come sort of like, AI prepped?
That's a great question, and it's definitely been a black eye in the tech industry over the years that companies would rather grab the latest and greatest cheaper developers coming out of school than retrain their current folks. That said, Amazon's investing a ton in trying to get its workforce to use these tools. Other big tech companies are making similar bets. I think they really feel that folks can be more effective if they've got AI at their fingertips. They kind of portray it as an amplifier, but at the end of the day, that's going to mean less need for human beings filling those seats.
Okay, so on the flip side, this is AI being used by Amazon should make my life better, but in what way?
So Amazon right now, if you go on the website, you go on the mobile app, you can ask an AI bot questions about a product. You can ask it to compare specs on a laptop. If you're an advertiser trying to buy an ad from Amazon or put your wares on their website, you can have an image generated automatically. There's kind of a lot of things that you can do, especially in the chatbot realm now, that weren't around this time a few years ago.
You know, I was just looking at your article and this notion that Dario Amodei, the CEO of OpenAI rival Anthropic, recently warns that AI could wipe out half of all entry-level white-collar jobs and cause unemployment to spike as high as 20% over the next 5 years. This looks to me like a red flag that I don't know who's listening to or watching.
Oh yeah, and that's definitely a growing concern, you know, in the AI industry and in business generally, is that, you know, especially for entry level jobs where, you know, certain tasks can be automated, maybe more easily than the higher tier stuff. Where are they going to get the next generation of folks? And that is absolutely an open question. You know, if those predictions do come to pass, you know, what are we all doing here if we can't train the next round of people coming up behind us?
Entry level may not be as entry as we used to think. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.